Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Queen has a job opening and may turn to Kate Middleton to fill it. Her Majesty may appoint Kate as patron of the Rugby Football Union and the Rugby Football League, positions formerly held by Harry. Kate may find herself increasingly busy as the Mirror reports that although Kate and William's royal engagements have been scheduled around their children's school timetables for the last few years, they might have to take on more work in the future. Gertrude Daly, who runs the Gert's Royal, told the Daily Star, "Prince William and Duchess Kate have been taking on more and more duties over the years, but while their children are young and live at home, they've been given a bit of a reprieve. In a few years, the Cambridges will have busier schedules, more travelling, and they wouldn't always be able to take so much time off during their kids' school holidays. They are enjoying this precious time with their kids, and their scheduled official engagements are often planned around morning and afternoon school runs." The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are required to attend official engagements on behalf of the palace as part of their roles as senior members of the royal family. And Kate is, of course, wonderful. The Mirror took some time to remind us just how wonderful Kate is. They wrote, "She may be the future queen, live in a palace, and be one of the most famous people on the planet, but it seems that the Duchess of Cambridge is sometimes just like the rest of us. Whether it's popping to the supermarket, taking Prince George and Princess Charlotte to school, or heading to the pub for a drink, her life sometimes looks very normal. Despite her now royal role, there have been many times the mum of three has mingled with the public and shown her relatable side. Just days before Christmas 2018, Kate was spotted doing a spot of shopping at a discount store, The Range, in King's Lynn, close to the Queen's Sandringham Estate in Norfolk. Teacher Sarah Daniels told how she spotted Kate and George and Charlotte in the arts and crafts aisle before they moved on to the toy section, where George apparently showed interest in dinosaur slime. In 2019, she was seen buying Halloween costumes for George and Charlotte in Sainsbury's, using the self-checkout tills at the Norfolk supermarket. While in April 2018, just weeks before she gave birth to Prince Louis, she was spotted stocking up on groceries at Waitrose in Norfolk, armed with several reusable bags. After paying, she was then pictured loading her own bags into the back of her 4x4 in the supermarket's car park, as a protection officer looked on just feet away. One shopper who saw Kate said, "I just went around the corner of the aisle and I saw her. It was like a surreal experience to see her doing everyday things." And in 2019, it was reported that Kate popped to the pub with a group of other mums from Prince George and Princess Charlotte's school. Kate attended Thomas Battersea's meet-and-greet drinks party for the parents of children who joined the school in September, including little Charlotte. Like any mum, Kate goes out of her way to make sure that her children's birthdays are special and even makes the cake herself. Kate revealed her adorable tradition in 2019 when she appeared on a special BBC program with baking expert Mary Berry called A Berry Royal Christmas. In it, she spoke of her love for baking and told Mary that when it comes to her children's birthdays, "I love making the cake." She added, "It's become a bit of a tradition that I stay up till midnight with ridiculous amounts of cake mix and icing, and I make far too much, but I love it." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Is Prince Charles frustrated in his role as king in waiting? Neil Wilkie, a relationship expert, told The Express, "Prince Charles has been in a very uncomfortable position for many years as the king in waiting, waiting for his mother to die. And she's outlasted many expectations, so he's in a very frustrating position that he probably felt he was ready for the role about 20 years ago, and it never happened. It may not happen for quite a few years to come, and if he does become king, then he's not going to have a very long shot before he passes on and it goes to William. If you look at Princess Anne, she has taken on the fact that she can never be queen anyway, but she is a royal and a hard-working, diligent royal who generally toes the line and is a nice person to the rest of the world and works hard and is a great representative for the royal family. If you look at the other relatives, Prince Andrew hasn't exactly been a shining example. So fundamentally, a dysfunctional family and the normal ones are fairly rare, and Princess Anne, I guess, would classify as fairly normal. The rest are really weighed down by tradition, expectations, and media interest." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hey, write us a review if you love the show. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.